are here on, I think it's Tuesday morning. The GAC, 2019 GAC in Washington, D.C. It's still dark outside because of the time change. It feels like it's 9 o'clock at night or something. But we are here with Sherpa Technologies, Keith Riddle. Keith, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right so far.
Great.
You getting through the show okay?
We are. It's been a very active show, and it's going to become even more active today with some things that are being announced.
So. All right. Yeah. Very cool. Hey, for the short time you guys have been around, you guys have been making some waves. Here and within the industry, my gosh.
Well, thank you.
You guys
for that.
You're really getting out there.
We've got a fantastic team and a fantastic supporter, and Corporate One sort of paid it forward in establishing Sherpa Technologies. But we've really been focusing on experiences and the data optimization and integration and the fintech engagement in the short time we've been public. But it happened probably at least 18 months prior to that and reaching to this plan, the strategic aspect of the launch and the impact we're attempting to have in the industry.
Well, and the timing of the GAC was, I'm sure you guys kind of had that planned in mind, but it's good timing.
It's great timing.
That way.
See how the credit union community respond to Sherpa Technology, so it's been very favorable thus
indeed.
Far.
Let's talk about IDPAL,
sure.
Because this is kind of, this is going to, talk about making waves in the industry. This is going to do it. So give us, for those out there who may not have heard about IDPAL or just know a little bit about it, can you give us a quick summary on what it's all about?
So really what it is an organization we were able to vet as part of an engagement with a FinTech Accelerator. Mm-hmm. And they are what they call a SaaS Plus platform, or a platform that allows for the ease of use in terms of identity verification, so it's safe, secure, and convenient. It allows for identification that goes beyond the out-of-wallet or traditional KBA question. So there is an aspect of the capture of the driver's license, of course. There is the barcode scan on the back that lifts that very easily and places that information into the platform. But the unique aspect is this liveness test it brings into the overall experience. So it's just a quick picture and you blink, and you're able to do gesture and shade analysis on that image of that is being captured. There's a 50-point facial geometry that's done because it may, and I know I've changed in terms of the width maybe of what you're seeing on camera, but regardless, it is between your eyes and your ears, and your ears, mouth, etc. Okay. The facial geometry points do not fluctuate dramatically over time. So those are aspects that are measured against the image that's been captured and gives you the information within a back-end administrative portal that says, okay, those things passed in terms of liveness test, and then all of the document validation that's been done as well. So IDPAL originates out of Dublin, Ireland, and through the accelerator, we're bringing them into the U.S. for the credit union, so we're the exclusive provider of it. But the important part of that is that they're already GDPR compliant. That is a huge factor as it's becoming more and more that the consumer wants to have control of the data and their identity that's distributed throughout organizations, beyond credit unions, but throughout organizations. So it's a platform approach. It's easy to implement. It's easy to integrate so it can fit within other experiences, which is where we're now taking the platform, and things will be announcing later today.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sitting on pins and needles, Keith. All right. Nice tease there. Yeah. All right. So give us, can you give me an example, a scenario where this will be used at a credit union, just a kind of a quick
One of the items that most credit unions are familiar with is the onboarding of a new member. So bringing those aspects into the onboarding process, you can actually position this as more the front-end component. Instead of taking them through an aspect of going through the traditional data gathering of my name and address, those things can be automated through the capture of it with the OCR or the barcode scan. Push that into an onboarding platform, whether it's one that we offer or someone else offers, and it also allows for you to have the assurance that you've measured these aspects of the validation of the document, the validation it's really Keith Riddle who is submitting that documentation, and it may create a scenario where some of those other aspects in terms of KBA can start to fade away or be used maybe as step-up authentication if you choose. So onboarding a new member, I'm coming to the credit union site, you can position this, and some credit unions have on the front end, where they're capturing the data first, then pushing it into the application, making it streamlined, and saying you're now a member, and then other attributes could be performed from there. Whether it's there or in a loan, the other item most credit, well, a lot of credit unions do indirect auto lending. So this platform has what's called an indirect partner model or a broker model. Where think about this as the car dealer has this application on their device. The first thing you do when you go in and drive a car is put your driver's license down. They can actually do some of the front end validation on the credit union's behalf. The credit union can be the back end validator, have that information. And think about the streamlining of the workflow from a loan. What that saves the dealer, and other things that can be built into that.
Ah, and auto sales go up.
Credit unions win. The members, it's a greater experience. The credit unions is faster for them. Mm-hmm. Eliminates the friction of abandonment.
Right, right.
It can be, abandonment can be as high as 70%. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It isn't, you know, that's an extreme place.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But it could be at that high if you have more friction in that.
Right,
process.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of that friction. And more, exactly. It's amazing. I've been talking to a lot of companies here, and wherever there's this little bit of tiny friction, they're gonna provide a solution to get rid of it.
Exactly.
One of these days, it's just going to be like you're going to snap your fingers and everything's going
to
be.
And you have to make it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Because consumers are getting savvy, dare I say, spoiled because of the Amazon experience, the Airbnb experience, all that. All those retailers are taking that bar and raising it up, and so
exactly.
Credit unions have to like raise their bar as well.
And so you have to eliminate all those subsequent steps. Mm-hmm, so if you gather the appropriate information, set up the account, and there are ways also in the application you can do in-app notifications.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if I need some other document from you in that mm-hmm. workflow, I can send you a message in the app. You basically pop on that message, you can go to the app and take a picture of a utility bill, a W-2, mm-hmm, whatever it may mm-hmm, be mm-hmm. that I need to fulfill that obligation.
And this is all integrated into the credit unions app?
Yes.
Okay.
It can be integrated within the credit unions app. It can be separate app, and all the data in the back end is integrated as well, to the core, to the image database, mm-hmm. to the LOS, etc.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm going to ask you the obvious question, benefits to the credit union.
Yeah, benefits to the credit union is they get a higher degree of input and throughput for their applications.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the experiences, they want to create it as simple as they possibly mm-hmm. can. So there are points where you don't have to replace everything you've already put into place.
Yeah.
You can make these components that fit into your digital mm-hmm. experience and enhance it. So you don't have to worry about this long lead time of integration either. So on the back end, through our platform, we're working to integrate these data points mm-hmm. in the back end. So mm-hmm. if you want the information that's been captured, mm-hmm. you can push it into your core. Mm-hmm. With the information from the image, you can push it into your image database. Very simple. They've had institutions that have integrated in less than 3 days on the back end.
Goodness.
These are the paradigms that are starting to shift, and we're finding from very innovative fintech firms that we're bringing into the...
Right on. I call that the cool factor.
That's the cool factor.
Exactly, because, I mean, when you go to your credit union, you're like, oh my gosh, you have that?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes,
and then also word of mouth spread. So I call that the cool factor. All right, Keith, anything else to wrap up here? Good stuff indeed.
Well, I think that items that we're going to start to review are that aspect of self-sovereign ID.
Oh, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a known factor. We're an investor mm-hmm. in CU Ledger.
Yeah, you guys are working with CU Ledger. You want to mention that real quick?
Yeah, we will, real quick. Okay. So, obviously, the MyCU ID application is something that removes the friction for a consumer to authenticate themselves, mm-hmm. a member to authenticate themselves with the credit union, mm-hmm. and ultimately with other entities. So, it allows me to control my identity and degree of identity that's shared with external parties. So when you fit the ID PAL components mm-hmm. into MyCU ID, mm-hmm. and you'll hear more about that later this morning, that it is an opportunity to make it secure and safe and convenient, bring in the liveness test and all those aspects I've talked about, mm-hmm. but do it within a single application that can also be embedded mm-hmm. in their experiences. So we're excited about it.
Yeah.
We think it brings it to a next level in terms of overall ID verification and the management of it and the control of it, mm-hmm. where the consumers and the members want from their credit.
I think it's a game changer out for me.
We do as well.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm happy to hear you guys are in the mix.
We are.
Mixing it up and moving us forward. So, Keith, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks,
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
It's fun to watch.